Vision 180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared. Genesis 32:30. Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." The sun rose above him as he passed Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. The truth is, without God's protective hand on your life, you wouldn't be here today. God is not finished with you yet. Maybe there's been a time when some of your friends, and your enemies, didn't think you'd make it, but God rescued you and placed you where you are today. After God finished wrestling with him, Jacob said, "My life was spared, and so was yours, right?" That's because there's more to come. The Bible says, God creates new things out of nothing. He wants to set in place in your life things that weren't there before. Good things. But notice something very important. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When God deals with you on important issues, he does it in a one-on-one, not as part of the crowd. In fact, being in a crowd can keep you from hearing his voice. Being alone with God can feel threatening because your mask and ego get stripped away. Your first impulse may be to stay with the crowd, but you'll soon discover they can't calm the restlessness in your spirit. That restlessness is God calling you to a meeting. So, like Jacob, don't be afraid to wrestle with him until a new day breaks for you.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
Subscribe today at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.